At this point, is he just going to give up Mr. T? He should go by his real name.
Mr. Topomophilus.
Topomophilus.
Lawrence Turd.
All right, well, that's why he goes back to
yeah, yeah.
What's the T stand for, Mr. T?
Turd.
Okay, I wish I didn't ask.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake King of Things, Point Guard of Podcasts. I'm coming at you from the East Village with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, man. I like that you're more colorful lately. You have a lot of pizzazz in your outfits lately.
Yeah, you know what, dude? I get inspiration from you. You come in every time with a fun new hat, a fun fucking pair of stretch pants. You
look good lately. I'm happy.
I appreciate it. More color. That's what it's gonna be. The summer of color. Summer of coloreds here at the Gas Digital Network. Okay. We have a great show planned today. Two incredible guests, ladies and gentlemen, from the Here's the Scenario podcast. Brendan Sagal is back on the show.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Hell yeah.
Hello.
And also very excited. This is just sort of randomly happened. You texted me this morning. He was like, dude, I'll come and do the podcast. Well,
I felt bad.
Why'd you feel bad?
I kept saying I would do the show, and then, yeah. You know.
You kept on blowing me off.
Wasn't there a guest already planned? Like,
I did bump the other guest. I don't want to say who because I feel bad. We'll get him on. We'll get him on again. let me tell you what happened. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, from the Adam Friedland Show, Nick Mullins back on the show. It's been so long. Mullins
I forgot
here.
How to do this.
I gave you a machine gun sound effect. You don't have your headphones on.
Oh,
but just so you know. No, you don't have to put them on. I just wanted you to know there was a machine gun sound effect. Lillian.
No, Lillian, I got it.
Can you fix the mic?
I got it.
We just want Lillian to lean over you. Relax, dude. I got this. This is what I do.
Dude, Lillian, the other guest is watching this live going, this is who he got bumped for. What the fuck? This guy doesn't even know how to control a microphone.
He got bumped to play the musical.
Who's the other guest? Someone's Jewish aunt.
Lillian, come and fix Nick's microphone.
It's fine.
And, by the way, Lillian, I walked in today. Lillian is wearing what I would describe as an evening gown. She's wearing evening gear.
She looks like a James Bond lady.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And she's very, very beautiful, very sweet. She always does a great job. But she's been getting more and more dressed up for this job. And this is Gas Digital, so everyone here looks like shit. The girls in the booth, go to the bitch booth just for a quick second. Ladies, first of all, dance for Nick. Nick hasn't been here in a while. Maybe give him a little dance. Yeah. Move a little bit.
Those girls look like they bought their shirts at 7-Eleven.
That's fucking lesbian formal wear. That was going to wear to ball gown.
That's like they bought their clothes at a service station on the way here.
Wore that to a wedding.
It's the frump booth. That's what we're going to call it from now on. Holy fucking frumpiness. What is happening, gals? How about you pick it up a little bit? Can you somehow show Lillian? Lillian, can you go in the bitch booth or no? Is this too much? Am I being too sexually
harassing? It is too much, and you are being too sexually harassing, but let's get her in the booth.
But we got to get her in the booth because they got to see what she... she looks like a goddamn angel.
She looks great. Why doesn't she just come in here?
She can come in here. Come here, Lillian. Show everyone how fucking...
Oh, here we go.
I mean, she looks... Here, get her on camera somehow, guys.
Yeah.
Come over here. Come stand behind me.
Come over here.
Look at this. Look at her. Look at her.
Sit on his lap.
No, sit on my lap. I'm going to get in trouble. look at her. Look at her. Go back to the bitch booth again now. Look at these fucking gals.
And now look at this meth addicts.
Look at this. Go back.
No, not us.
No, go back to the big...
Womp, womp, womp.
Holy shit, dude.
Nice. Wow.
Damn. So I got mad at Lillian. I said, Lillian, take it down a little.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming in a little bit aggressive.
You got mad like when you see a girl that you want to have sex with.
No, I don't want to have sex with Lillian.
No, okay. I know. But you know that mad that like you get when you see someone that you're like, oh, fuck. I'll never fuck that.
You're worried about someone who comes here raping.
Yes, I'm worried about. We have a lot of rapist guests that come in, and I'm worried that Lillian, she's not going to be able to fight them off. And her dog, by the way, is such a sweet dog. He would start licking the rapist.
Yeah,
as he was attacking his owner. That's that type of dog. It's a great dog.
Yes, he would start licking me. Anyway, gotta go.
Gotta go rape.
Gotta go. Oh!
Can we do me
rape
a
favor?
Will you guys do me a favor?
You have a G-Shock watch.
It's time to rape.
Yeah, every time you look at it.
What are they called? G-Shock baby? G-baby? Remember those? Fucking giant watches.
I gotta get my rapes in today.
Yeah.
Can we, girls, on Monday, can you come in dressed in night, like pretend we're trying to go to like a nice dinner or something like this? And I just want to see how fucking much you guys can clean up. I know Shannon can. I've gone to weddings with Shannon before.
What, like for recreation? Like wedding crashing?
Me and Shannon are crashing. Shannon, your name's Dorothy and I'm Greg. We're CEOs.
No, we've gone to at least one wedding. We weren't at the wedding together. We just happened to be at the wedding, the same person's wedding.
Oh, like a meet cute.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I've never seen you like this before.
What were you talking about before with this green line thing? I don't
know. Oh, no, I was just saying, you made me scoot over and I said that I had to make sure I'm not fucking leaning. I got hit. Somebody green lined me.
What does that mean?
I don't know. There's
that's
a green
the
line thing.
So when you take a couple or two people, you can always tell who likes the other person more by who's leaning in the picture. So if like we're like this and I'm like that on him,
right.
They're like, oh,
I thought I was.
We don't say.
I thought I was taking it.
Zach's not going to be able to straighten himself back up now.
Lily, come back in here.
He's just a green circle.
Oh, so it's like a thing that they do on the internet where they take pictures and they go, oh, so this person likes this person more and it's pathetic. Like,
yeah, it's like a alpha, beta sort of thing.
Okay, so but they do it with like guys.
They do it with everybody.
They do it with everybody.
Okay, I get it. All right, now.
They got poor Stephen Hawking with that.
He loved that chair.
Yeah, he loved that chair. Oh, Stephen Hawking wants to fuck his computer.
I don't know what's going on. There's a crime scene or something out on the block right now. Did you guys see that?
I think they're just setting up the things for like a parade.
No, really?
Which would be your fault.
No, stop it. Yeah. Is it Puerto Rican Day Parade coming up?
Oh,
my God.
No, that happens in June.
No,
it's in Gay Pride Month.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's in the same. Isn't it like the weekend before Pride weekend?
I don't know.
Puerto Rican Day Parade.
I'm always shocked by everything that happens in this city. Every event is 9/11 to me. I had no idea who was coming. Yeah. Pride, every time, I'm like, what the hell is this?
Have you ever been to the Pride Parade?
Yeah, but by accident.
Yeah.
You should have seen that day the Pope was here. I was like, what's going on? These people don't look gay to me. Now everybody is just taking pride away from gay people.
Yeah. Yeah, they.
These are all Catholic grandmothers. Why are they at Pride?
The Pope's all okay. The Pope's okay with gay, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
He's okay with a ton of stuff. I think he's like, I think he's a fucking gay guy.
Yeah, I think they had to take the reins back after the last one was an outright Nazi.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. He quit too, didn't he? Didn't the last one quit?
Get out while the getting's good.
Yeah. Wow. He was like, fuck the Jews, I'm out of here. Peace.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, man, whereas I don't really give a shit about religion at all, when I went to Rome and being at the Vatican, it was almost like being around like The Rock or like somebody who's like really rich. You're like, oh dude, I can appreciate what you do. Yeah. And that's what it was like around being like those crazy like churches. It was fucking really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice art.
Yeah, amazing.
So you like art?
No.
You I can't admit that.
Like, no, that's gay. I don't like art. Fuck you, dude.
What?
Don't ever accuse me of
you
like
need to get
again,
the headphones on or else they're just staring at you.
I really don't like using headphones while podcasting.
That?
I don't know. It makes me feel like a fucking air traffic controller.
Okay. Well, you don't have to listen. You're just not going to hear the sound effects. They really do add.
I thought, yeah, I know they do. Yeah. Without them, this is all dead air.
Psychotic, yeah.
Like, I like churches. And then 30 seconds of fucking silence.
No, they really accent my comedy at this point. I wish I could bring this on stage.
You could.
By the way, I just realized that I can, and I'm going to.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm bringing a soundboard on stage from now on. This is great. Anytime
like
a joke bombs,
Watts.
I just fucking make my angry sound effect.
You're going to need that charge then.
My doggy.
You need that plugged in then.
Usually it's the audience that sounds bored.
Damn.
There you go.
He got me.
It would be funnier to do it like Big J's What's Your Fucking Deal, but the other person controls the soundboard to fuck with you.
No, the problem is the reason I have the soundboard here instead of giving it to the girls in the booth those frumpy broads in the booth.
Because you have man.
Those are girls. Those are they would. Yeah, you would. They'd never use it. Is the problem?
It was two dusty old skeletons. Like we found them on an abandoned pirate ship.
I thought that was the old skeleton from SpongeBob. Remember that episode? Chocolate.
They really. We've been trained to believe that Natalie and Shannon are hot just because we don't have hot chicks around. That we hired a hot chick, and it's making me angry now.
Yeah, Shannon's gonna go up to her and be like, "You're gonna need to settle it down a little bit."
Shannon, do you like having Lillian around because she takes the attention away from you?
Yes.
Or is it getting catty now? You're like, no. All right, this fucking bitch.
Can't. Lillian's gonna eat it.
Totally fine with it.
What does Lillian do?
She's office manager.
Oh, okay. But isn't that, don't you usually have that like a company that's like, there's files?
Shut the fuck up, Nick.
Are there no files?
We hired Lillian because she showed up and we created a position for her that didn't need to be there.
Okay.
That's not true. We had an office manager before that. And honestly, that was crazy. It was like where is Dylan? Is he still here?
Dylan was your office manager?
No, other long-haired Dylan.
Yeah, there's a, young Dylan.
I thought Lillian was here to just build railroads.
I had no idea. I walked in and she offered me four coffees and two cups of water, and I was like, I guess Gas Digital is rolling in money.
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah. But there's no way we pay her that much. I have no idea how much anyone gets paid. But it's got to be worth it.
Isn't it your company, though?
Yeah, but if I'm going to sit here and know everybody's salaries, that's crazy. That would be crazy.
You should.
That's what Warren Buffett would do.
There's a lot of people. You think Warren Buffett would know all the salaries?
Yes.
Fuck, dude.
Warren Buffett knows the salary at every company in
America. Shit, dude. Is Ralph my Warren Buffett and I'm whatever the other guy is?
Neither of you are Warren Buffett.
No, he's the Warren Buffett. I'm the Steve Jobs.
Can we stop saying buffet? I'm getting really hungry.
If Warren Buffett and Steve Jobs got together, that's what they would have created, Guest Digital. the perfect two minds. What are you doing? Are you picking your teeth?
I got a toothache.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Can we get Lillian, can we get Nick some Ambisol?
Actually, can I get another coffee?
Another coffee and maybe some Ambisol. I'm sure the coffee's not helping. The coffee for sure won't help that.
It's fine. I haven't been to the dentist in years now because they refused to see me. I don't know what happened, but I don't know. I made an appointment as a dentist I went to for years.
You guys canceled Bastard Radio.
I think you should see the teeth on my cock.
They like Googled me probably or something. Yeah. But I showed up for the appointment as a buzzer to get in, and they were like, "Oh yeah, you can't come in."
What?
Really?
And I was like, "But I have an appointment." They're like, "Sorry."
That's impossible.
That's what happened. They're
impossible. I legally don't think they can do that.
We were listening to your podcast. Yeah. Apparently, we're gay Jews.
I mean, she's wearing slits up to like here. That's crazy, Lillian.
I think I did maybe shit on them publicly because the last time I went there, I got. Because when I say it was my dentist for years, what I would do is I'd find a Groupon for the same dentist's office.
Right.
And I would get like a $20 teeth cleaning.
Right.
And the last time I did it, it came with teeth whitening, which I'm sure you've done.
No, I wanted to get it done, but I don't have the patience to sit in a fucking chair for 2 hours.
Well, I don't care. I don't give a fuck what my teeth look like.
It's crazy. It's a long time.
I just don't want,
pain.
Yeah, pain, right. And
also, but apparently, your teeth are connected to like all these other things, like heart disease.
Yeah, they're all
and,
nerves.
Like,
there's nerves going. Yeah.
Well, I don't mean like literally physically connected.
Well, your gums are indicative.
What did you mean?
Literal dickhead.
What did you mean?
No, I meant like there's a connection between like bad teeth and gum disease and like heart issues.
What causes like they say chronic inflammation is like an issue, but your gums are like visible soft tissue. So I guess if they're inflamed, it's indicative of a problem elsewhere. Probably.
Really? Okay. I had major issues. I went to the dentist after years of not going, and I fucking went. And now I have to go 4 times a year for cleanings. And
Jesus.
Yeah, dude. They want to give me a root canal. And
do you use an electric toothbrush?
Yeah. I use Waterpik. Dude, my routine now is crazy.
Well,
I Waterpik twice a day.
Last time I got fucked up at the dentist, because I used to go and it was always like, you got four new cavities every time. And I had to get my teeth drilled and something put in. And then I was fucked up off like the, and I don't know if there's any relation. I don't know what happened, but I was doing a lot of blow at the time.
Yeah.
And the Novocaine just wasn't working. So they had to spend 45 minutes just like keep like shooting it into my head.
Oh my God.
God, which I hate then, needles, dude.
Dude, and
I
don't then, mind and the they needles. Grab you and they go like this.
Yeah, they do that, they which like, I like that move. That's a good.
I hate that.
Like,
move.
I talk. I'm like, hey, yeah, stop doing that.
That's the slipping it in your ass.
I'm
a
horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Richard.
And you're like, oh, wrong hole, I guess. But yeah, then it eventually I was like, oh, now I feel it. My fucking whole skull was numb.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then they drilled me, and then after, I mean, I was like fucked up. I was all loopy, and they sold me like a. You know, like the top tier.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Like Sonicare Diamond 9000 fucking
electric. $300 electric toothbrush.
It was more than that.
My, they did the same then thing to me. But I bought it and I love it.
Yeah.
I love my electric toothbrush.
Well, that's the thing. After I got that thing, I've never, like anytime I've gone to the dentist, which haven't. But my like I rarely have like any kind of because my teeth used to get fucked. They bleed all the time.
Yeah, of course.
And then since I got an electric toothbrush, I really haven't had any problems.
I think we are the same fucking type of scrub when
right.
we were younger.
Well, yeah, my toothbrush would look like it's like no one tells you when to throw out a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mine would have one bristle on
mine,
it.
It would be like flattened and discolored.
Yeah,
like,
right. Dude, it's,
no longer has any abrasiveness to it. It's
not even suitable for a toilet. And I would just do this move. I brush the front teeth like this.
Dude, it was... So do you use Waterpik?
I don't use a Waterpik just because it seems like it's overkill.
No.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Look, I'm not doing that.
What do you do? You just spray water in your mouth?
Don't be an asshole. Don't be a fucking...
What is... I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. If you're being a dickhead, yeah. You just spray water in your mouth.
I already got two devices in my bathroom that take up enough space. The electric toothbrush and my motorized neti pot that just blows like saline solution into one. It's amazing.
Oh, I've heard of that too, but you know what the problem is? It kind of grosses me out, right? Because
it goes in here and then sucks the water out the other
side. And then you have like nasty booger water on the other side.
And I love looking
at it.
And
then you fucking drink it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You throw it at your roommate.
Yeah, you're like, got the bong water.
Mm-hmm. You mail it to the police department.
Yes. So you'll never find it.
You strain it for coke. Yeah. Like panning for gold.
Yeah. Here's another clue, Mr. Police.
You let it dry in the oven. Just you got more coke.
Right, just the police scientists through a microscope. Well, it's not cum.
Yeah, dude. No, the Waterpik is absolutely great. And Zach will attest to it.
Mm-hmm.
It changed my life. I would, if you floss...
I don't.
See, you got it.
Electric toothbrush does
no, it doesn't.
So yeah. much.
It doesn't, Nick.
It's such an upgrade from the regular
from what
toothbrush.
It was. I used to be once a day.
From
I would brush my teeth
brushing,
once a day in the morning. And then when I was like a scrubby teenager, I mean, there'd be sometimes where I just miss. Right, and they'd be like,
"What do you mean, like
with the toothbrush?
Yeah, you're in your nose, your ear. I don't think this is working."
No, dude, where I just wouldn't brush my teeth in a day.
Pouring water up your nose,
and it's crazy. Like nobody ever really like. My mom wasn't like, "Oh, you got to brush your teeth twice a day. You got to floss. You got to like." There was no stories read to me at bedtime. I didn't get any of that shit, dude. I was just trying. I thought once a day was more than enough.
Yeah,
and it's not. I floss now. I Waterpik. I brush with an electric toothbrush.
I heard this, and I don't. Maybe I made it up, but I heard that if you have an electric toothbrush, you can brush your teeth once every 3 days.
No, that's not true.
No, hold on. And it's the same as using a regular toothbrush twice a day. Yeah.
Well, you actually did hear this.
It's like 6-to-1 ratio.
Really?
That's crazy. Yeah.
So this is.
I think I heard this. You only have to brush your teeth about every 6 months.
First of all, you don't have to brush your teeth.
Yeah,
it's not
do.
Like God wasn't like, oh, and then everything.
Yeah, but people would die at 30. People would die at 30.
People wouldn't die at 30. The life, and this is another thing I think I heard. But the people would be like, oh, average life.
You'd only have to shit every 2 years.
Average life expectancy was like 14, 15 years or something like that. But that's because everybody died as a baby. Your fucking fat Irish wife would have like 15,
seven babies, and two would survive.
I
right?
guess the four of them would get sucked into a machine at the job they worked at, and then the others, I don't know, they would just get lost.
Right, right.
They would just be like,
so. So when they do the average life expectancy, it wasn't about
Once you made it past like fucking, once you got,
but
pubes,
that's not true. No, so
people had better diets.
I don't have many things right, and I will reference Rome again. Uh-huh. I did a tour of the Vatican. Right,
mm-hmm.
They were talking about how Michelangelo lived to like 88 or 90 or something like that, and that was like that was crazy for people of the time. Like, like they would live to like 50, 60 if they were like very, very wealthy. So yeah, there is something, obviously, you know, something to what you're saying, but no, people did live a shorter amount of time back in the day. We didn't have medicine.
I don't agree with that.
You can't not agree with it. It's a fact.
I don't agree with it.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
That's the best thing about Nick is like if he's not right, he'll just be funny about it. Well, and you're like, right, you win, fine.
I always used to be wrong, but aggressively wrong, and I would like cobble together certain things from Wikipedia. But I'm old enough now that I just blast it.
Yeah,
I just say whatever the fuck I want.
Say it confidently.
That's been the best part about COVID. Is now you can say whatever you want about anything.
Asians.
Yeah, well, now I don't have to do it with races anymore. It's actually cured my races.
Balls. Wow, COVID.
Because I don't need to stereotype people. I can just stereotype science.
Right.
What the fuck is gravity? Fake.
Probably.
It's lazy.
Nobody can really explain
it. Doesn't want
it.
To go to work. Yeah.
You know what? ChatGPT could explain what gravity is in three sentences to make a child understand it right now.
Explain explain gravity as
a racist. They would.
Put that in.
Don't get me going, dude. Don't even get me going.
Have you seen the
you
thing?
Love
if you ask ChatGPT what GPT stands for, can't even answer that.
No, stop that.
It does.
I don't believe it. Shannon, check right now.
I think. I don't know.
You're saying it again. Let's do plugs real quick. We got a lot to talk about. We haven't even started the show, really. This is just the fucking pre-show.
Oh, brother.
Come on, baby.
So if you're thinking this has been dog shit before.
We've been recording
We haven't even started yet.
Nothing, doggy.
Yeah.
Nick, what you plugging?
Pittsburgh Improv, May 12th and 13th. And then Charleston, at the North Charleston Coliseum, it's me, Tim Dillon, Big J, the other Shane Gillis. I'm the normal size guy.
Yeah, that's nice.
There's that one, and then there's Hershey's.
The show's actually called Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah. We pitched that. I thought we were going to call it the Fine Ass Gentleman Tour.
Yeah.
And then you put the FAG on the merch, but
that's great.
That didn't happen, I guess. Didn't happen. Yeah, but yeah, come out to that Pittsburgh Improv next weekend.
Love it. Sags.
Just listen to my podcast, man. Here's the scenario. That's it.
Hell yeah, Zach Amico.
Follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny, and I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, lots of stuff coming up. May is really turning into something. May 5th and 6th, Fort Worth, Texas, Hyenas. Excited about that.
That's a great club.
It is a great club. Love Hyenas. Then May 19th, 20th, Secret Group, another great club. Our good friends at the Secret Group, Zach and Nico, come with me to those shows. And then we're going to be driving to Lafayette, Louisiana the next night, May 21st, 7:30 p.m. I'm actually trying to get a Real Ass Podcast added that night as well as a second show. So let's see what we can make happen. May 25th through 27th, Comics Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun. Then I got Grand Rapids coming up, EMS, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Detroit, and more. Then the Legion of Skanks doing a little theater run for the first time ever, going on the road together, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts to Wilbur, and Foxwoods Casino. We're doing a combination of stand-up live podcasts, and then we're also doing like a secret untaped portion of the live show, the most offensive live show on earth. Lots of fun stuff. Blackface. So make sure you guys come out.
All yonder bags.
Yonder bags going to be for those shows, and we're bringing special guests. It's going to be a lot of fucking fun. LewisofSkanks.com for all those tickets and more. Subscribe to Gas Digital Network, GasDigital.com, the new GasDigital.com. The streams have been going great. Look, we had some issues on Monday night, but it fucking got off. It got off. The chats were... Look, there's going to be growing pains. We're launching a brand new platform right now. But right now, the new Gas Digital is looking great. We are in our beta testing phase. So all the feedback is very much appreciated. Even when you call us names and threaten our lives and our children and all that, we really love it, guys.
Is this the beta testing? Hey, come on.
As soon as you said that, we're both like beta something.
Yeah, hey. Whoa.
We expect some issues here and there. But please keep on giving us that feedback. We really do appreciate it. Help@gasdigital.com is the email address if you guys have any issues with the website, issues logging in. We're changing a couple formatting things right now already. We know the chat. We know the little thing, the way it breaks off the word. That sucks. A couple little things are being changed immediately, and we're very happy with the brand new website and brand new partnership. Apps in the works, all that stuff. So make sure you guys subscribe and use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. All right. What's up with this this turtle boy?
Turtle boy.
He's a boy, he's a turtle.
He's a boy.
He's sitting next to Nick.
The scientists are studying
him. what happened here, Shannon?
Okay, so it's a baby that was born that had yes, the end that had some like a mole growing on his back, but it started getting bigger and scabbing over it.
Mole? I thought you said turtle. Anyway, please continue.
And so here is a picture of how bad that it got.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's not a turtle. It looks like Homer Simpson's mouth. Yeah. It looks like an AI drawing and how they make real versions of the Simpsons. Look at the mouth on the bottom.
Oh, wait, what do you mean turtle?
There's nothing like a turtle.
Story about, I love that story about a baby with cancer.
Yeah, the doctor was like, we're going to call him Turtle Boy.
Turtle power.
Yeah. No, I like, know you think your baby
has cancer.
We need 50
cc's of pizza. It's bad.
I know you think your baby has cancer. This is actually very cool. This whole situation is very cool.
Look, I know this growth may be alarming, but here, check this out. This is hilarious. He's a turtle.
Watch this. We might try. We were going to try to have three more of them.
But, so that's.
Look at the hair on that thing.
That is fucking crazy. If my son had that, my son, I don't. How would you even deal with your kid having that? I would assume that
all you do is you cut the inside portion of a backpack out and then you just put it in there and send him to school.
100%.
Problem solved.
That's it.
This kid doesn't even need to brush his teeth and you're worried about it.
Oh, my God.
Do we have any more? Oh, my God. It looks less like a turtle from that looks like a testicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't call him Testicle Boy.
Oh, rub my back.
No, it looks like that. What's that weird, like, fish with, like, the droopy nose? Like, that.
That's
like,
exactly
look,
what it looks
exactly
like.
That, dude.
Oh, my God. Poor baby.
If you do you think that they still see their baby as being beautiful?
No.
Or the mom's like, oh, my God.
No.
Wait, can you bring that last photo back up? Is it on the baby or is it on the mole? It looks like it has a rat tail.
Yeah.
The hair on the back.
So is it growing? You're acting. Is it like a flap that's just laying on the back, or is it actually growing on the back?
It's growing on the back.
So there's a big giant like. Oh my god, dude!
Oh my god, dude! Look at that fucking thing. It's got hair. Ew.
That actually does kind of look like Brendan from that angle. Your face. It really does.
I don't have that much facial hair.
Yeah. And they got it. They saved the baby, Shannon.
Yeah, so what they were able to do, okay, so
is
these...
kill it.
Oh, my, it's not better.
Wait, yeah.
No.
Is we gave it
they cut
a
it
fucking
in half.
Sweet set of tits.
They cut it in half and then sewed it inside as love handles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now it's got back tits like Sandy Kane.
Ew.
That's actually a topless photo of Shannon.
So they had to put expanders inside the baby.
Oh,
and then,
something's expanding, I'll tell you what.
And then the parents would have to inject it with... saline once a week to keep making it grow so that the good skin would grow, and then they would cut some of the bad skin away and
so
back
no look that's what
again.
They're doing so
ew.
They grow these tits and then they'll cut out they're gonna cut out that middle part.
Oh my god.
And then bring it it's cool.
Yeah, it's like a Mad Magazine folder. Cool.
Right, they're gonna
ew. Oh, this poor baby.
It looks like Nick's teeth.
It looks like it got seasoned.
Wait, there we go. So this is the most recent one. Aww. he has one more round to go through.
Aww. Look at that. And the back looks normal.
That looks kind of jacked.
The father's like, what happened to the tits? I thought it looked good.
You ever see the pictures of like the early World War I plastic surgery that they would do on the like wounded veterans?
No, pull it up, please.
Yeah, it was one guy who's like, look, I'm going to do the best I can. Yeah. I got an idea. Let's try it.
I mean, the technology had to be terrible.
Oh, my God. But really, just horrifying. I mean, they look pretty bad to begin with, but...
It's like, they had a fucking like bomb blown up in their face.
Mm-hmm.
And like...
Ew.
He looks like he's at a party.
That also... Which guy? That's the same guy?
It's the same guy. So he started off on the left and then
that's
the right
after?
Is...
Oh, my God.
He looks like...
I liked him better on the left.
Yeah, he could have just been from the steppe region.
Yeah,
he could have been like, "Oh no, I'm Dagestani." That's what my eyes look like.
Yeah, on the right,
my name
is in the photo from the end of The Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, the right, he looks like what is that, Kato?
Yeah, he looks like the Green Hornet.
Yeah, the Green Hornet.
He looks like the Green Hornet sidekick.
Yeah.
Oh, Kato.
That's what I just tried to make that reference.
Well, they could have
gonna say Kato Kaelin.
I was gonna say Kato Kaelin. I stopped myself. It was like Kato Kaelin. Everyone, you remember Kato?
Oh, my God.
Is that the only one? Or is there more?
No, there's more.
There has to be more.
Oh, wait, I was looking up this one.
Nice. Okay, yeah. There he is.
There he is. We got it.
There's the joke that Lewis made, and then I stole.
He made it better.
Okay, here's
the
one.
Make your jokes better.
Thanks.
You're like ChatGPT. ChatGPT makes.
I don't even know how to use. Yeah. No, I don't know how to
impossible.
Do that.
Impossible.
Yeah, impossible.
This one's like kind of. That one's normal. There's
that's
some of them.
Wash.
There's some of them where they really.
That one, it's almost like nothing was even.
Shannon, doesn't look Shannon, you're bad. Making me look like a liar. This is the one thing I've actually looked into.
Oh my!
What
oh
the
my
hell? Soldiers with broken faces.
Well, give us all the way on the left, third down.
Well, what we're going to do is we'll cut your asshole out and put it on your cheek.
Well, this is after? No, that guy up there, isn't that the guy we saw before?
We're going to do what we call a Texas Chainsaw Massacre to you. We're going to cut off some faces, put it on your face. Maybe it'll make it look better. It's so funny. Can you make my face look good? Well, we'll try to take someone's face who does look good.
That's the 1940s version of the movie Face Off. They both just look horrifying.
Nicholas, are you in there?
It's John.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, brother.
That's Hitler.
Oh, my God.
Considering they're trying.
Not all things considered, I would rather look like the guy on the right than the guy on the left. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, either way, you're a fucking freak.
Yeah, I like that. That guy did have a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, this guy, so this is the progression of the surgery?
I think so.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
That's
all things considered, dude, that one right there, it's like, he just looks like he has a fucking badass story.
Yeah.
That guy's almost sexy.
What they're not telling you is they took the skin from my penis, put it on my face.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you going to ask? What were you going to... Ask Shannon.
Shannon, is that other guy's? He's pretty attractive, right?
Yeah, and the scar looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of badass.
The scar looks cool.
Girls like scars. Do you have any scars, Nick?
No, I've never been injured ever.
You've never. It's just perfect.
I've never had. Yeah, just teeth problems.
Nice.
Yeah. Never had a single injury.
Let's see those sexy teeth.
You've never had stitches. Never.
No.
You never had. Have you had stitches?
Yeah.
Where'd you get stitched?
I got a mole removed when I was 7 on my arm.
Yeah.
You see this?
You had a turtle arm.
Yeah, I got it from Mr. Splinter.
That's a big scar.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
Yeah, my son had a mole. It was fucking so scary. It was a really big mole on his shoulder, and then it's sort of like growing. And then I looked it up. It was like mole growing, and it's like cancer.
Yeah.
And I had to go on the road.
Cancer
and,
or turtle boy.
He was turning into a turtle. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
We got to get my boy some tits. Some rescue tits.
I was like, Beatrice, get all the straws out of the house. we had to get it, surgically, thank you. Brennan got it.
That's great.
So, no, he had to have it cut off, dude, and fucking that was, like, just such a scary thing.
I love the moon comes out, he starts becoming a turtle.
Making wolf noises.
Brennan's never. Brennan doesn't know what a turtle is.
Wait a minute. Can we look up turtles?
But that kid looked more like he was becoming a werewolf than he was becoming a turtle.
Yes. Yeah, he looked more like a wolf.
Like they would. The story should have been like a little boy becoming werewolf, and this story would have been absolutely great. They would have nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said you decided he was a turtle boy. Does it say it in the article?
No, it's the article. Maybe Shannon said that.
Yeah.
Shannon, is it that?
There's a big ugly turtle boy article I found. Check out this freak, you guys.
My ninja turtle baby boy. It was his mom who said this.
Yeah, they got her right in the lobby of the hospital.
His mom is a fucking retard. She doesn't know references.
Yeah. I'm really at the cutting edge of comedy podcasting. I'm fucking hitting the same jokes as the mother of the disabled boy herself.
She's like,
I'm just going to go back to vaping.
Ah, shit. Okay, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of this show. I'll tell you right now, YoKratom.com, they support everything we do. Skankfest marquee sponsor here at the network, all things Gas Digital. If you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over 21 years old, get it at the best possible price from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely, guys. And if you don't do Kratom, you don't have to start on our account. But if you do, stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, and bodegas and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and getting ripped off when you can get a whole kilo for just $60 and they deliver it right to your door. YoKratom.com has all the best strains, the best customer service, and they're great to us.
Right now, go to YoKratom.com and grab a $60 kilo. All right, where were we? All right, so Canadian actor dies after 12 plastic surgeries. Speaking of plastic surgery, Canadian actor dies after 12 plastic surgeries to make him look more Asian for a streaming role, which is kind of crazy.
Should have just gotten blown up in World War I, problem solved.
I thought they all got blown up in World War II. No,
World War I. Those guys are World
War I. The Asians.
Yes. Well, the Asians, were they in World War I?
I'm sure
they like hung around.
Did they
bit.
Call World War II World War I if they weren't in the first one?
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true. It's not like, you know, fucking, you know, I'm trying to think of any sequel. Yeah, it's not like Mr. T calls Rocky 3 Rocky 1, you know?
Yes, he does.
You think so? He just calls it Rocky? And people keep on correcting him?
Yeah, he's like, that was the only movie. I haven't been any other one.
Hulk Hogan calls it Thunder Lips, the movie.
Is he still alive?
Hulk Hogan? Mr. T, yeah, I just saw him in a commercial.
Oh, really?
He was almost dead like 10 years ago.
That's the dad from Family Matters.
It's Hulk Hogan. Mr. T. Right. No, he had the cancer. Like, he was like on death's door.
He got heavy metal poisoning.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, I just saw him in a commercial the other day, and like, he had sleeves on. Mm-hmm. So I know he's like not jacked anymore.
Yeah, well, he's got to be like 75 years old.
Maybe, but I mean, I still feel like if that's
somebody
your
needs
thing,
to start drawing,
still wearing
go.
The chains.
Somebody needs to start drawing green lines on
Mr.
T.
It's Mr. T.
Let's see, is this a commercial?
Oh my god!
Yeah, see, oh yeah, there is. His arms stink now.
Yeah, but he doesn't have sleeves.
Yeah, so you were
everybody's
you were wrong,
everybody's right. Lying today.
No, I saw another commercial where he had like,
I haven't lied once.
No, maybe it was this commercial. Plenty. Or was it a different version of this commercial? He's not wearing like a fucking like thing. He's got, you
let's
know.
All make
a, I have sleeves.
Let's all make a pact here right now. No,
no
more fact checking. No more fact checking.
Oh, I like that
okay,
better.
Good. We believe everything moving forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, a better way to be. You know, somebody said to me once, and this was such an interesting point, because I knew this guy who would lie all the time.
Lie number 5 from Lewis today. This guy. I said, you're the best comedian I've ever seen.
Dog, you know, this fucking guy would lie all the time, right? And he would, and me and my friend, my one buddy, James, we're just like, we're talking, we
your
were.
Your son?
We were.
No, my best
one
friend. My best friend.
We were venting. We were venting to another friend of ours, and both these guys were older, right? So me and James were like 14 or 15. We were hanging out with this guy who was like maybe 30. He used to like play hacky sack with us. He was like a weed guy.
Nice.
And
pedophile?
He entered, maybe. I mean, it was like, yes, a 30-year-old guy. Without a doubt, like the guy was fucking teenage girls, like high school girls. Like,
nice.
He was hanging out with high school boys and fucking high school girls. Like, but that was like a regular occurrence for like the 90s, right? There'd be a 30-year-old guy in a group. And then he introduced us to another 30-year-old guy who would hang out with young boys as well. And he had like a music studio. This guy, he was a drummer. And I remember we were telling this drummer guy about our friend, the 30-year-old that lied. And we were just like, this guy fucking just lies about everything, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. And he just had his perspective, it was a great philosophy. He's like, dude, he's like, who cares? He was like, a lie, the truth, it's just a story. You know, how does it make you feel?
Anyway, can I borrow some money? Anyway, I need to borrow $20. I got robbed. Someone sold me a bridge. A lie, the truth, who cares?
No, but it really was like...
So my wife says she's out, but she's not seeing that guy. Who cares?
I had a similar conversation with Adam recently. We're talking about like pathological liars that we've known throughout our lives.
Yeah.
And what's always been interesting about them is they're never bad people. They just love telling just bullshit stories.
They're good people. Yeah. They want you to like them. It's sad more than anything else.
They want you to like them, but they're usually like empathetic people and they're not bad. But the best part is they tell you these bullshit stories and then you get to tell the story, prefacing it with this liar said this.
Yeah.
And then you get a good, true story about
it. See, I don't do that. I go, oh, I heard this thing. And then somebody goes, that doesn't sound true at all. Yeah. And it makes me look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. You're not good at telling stories.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen the act.
I have.
I think I found Mr. T with sleeves if you want to try one more time.
Fuck off. You can't prove my point. Can you edit the other part out where he wasn't wearing sleeves?
Oh, that's not Mr. T.
Idiot. This is the commercial I saw.
That's not sleeves, though.
Sleeves. Yes, this is the commercial
I
saw.
Shannon's 100%. Like, is he wearing a black shirt?
It was a Skechers
no
commercial.
No sleeves there. His sleeves off. This come
on. You get what I'm saying, though? They're not fucking popping his arms out.
Well, they're trying to advertise Skechers' new line of overalls and Mario shirts. Look like Mario with Skechers. He has to wear the clothes.
But I mean, good for him, though. He does look pretty good for like 75 years. How old is Mr. T right now? And what's his real name? At this point, is he just going to give up Mr. T? He should go by his real name.
Mr. Topomophilus.
Topomophilus.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know I'm actually Greek.
Giorgio Topomophilus, I think is his name. And his agent said, how about just Mr. T? And he's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm abandoning
That's my father.
Lawrence.
Lawrence Turd.
All right, well, that's why it goes back to
yeah, yeah.
What's the T stand for, Mr. T? Turd. Okay, I wish I didn't ask.
No wonder you're so mad all the time.
Shit, dude. His name is Mr. Turd.
Lawrence Turd. He's in class.
I'm gonna gain a lot of muscle one day and buy a lot of jewelry.
I'm going to start working out and kind of overcompensate.
I'm the enemy of Mr. Clean. I'm Mr. Turd. Mr. Clean comes in. I'm all over the toilet.
Nice.
It's an honor. You got Gessel Snake.
Doesn't that feel good?
What's Gessel Snake?
Gessel Snake. It was like a rattlesnake, but you're a guest, so you're
Gessel. Gessel Snake.
Gessel Snake, oh, yeah, Gessel yeah. Snake.
It's a compliment.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't all a bad right. thing, you know.
I don't know. I still
fuck is that?
I still maintain I am the original Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Hey, dude. We talked about that a while ago. We had a private conversation. I'm coke in a bathroom.
I've been questioning the results of that election for 8 years now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Tucker's out. Your friend Tucker. We got to talk about that.
Tucker's out.
You know that's your fault, right?
A lot of people are saying that his association with me and the Legion of Skanks is the reason he's out.
It literally is. Because it can't be the election or the Dominion lawsuit. Because that was the whole net. All of those motherfuckers were doing that.
Yeah. I don't even understand what happened with the Dominion lawsuit. I just heard that Fox had to pay out Dominion.
Dominion sued Fox for defamation for $1.6 billion, and then they settled for like half that.
Wow.
So it's like, I think it might be the largest settlement ever paid out in a defamation case.
But really?
Yeah, it's like 760.
What did Fox say about Dominion that was defamation?
That they rigged the election, that the machines were rigged, that Dominion was in collusion to rig the election. There was, I think, like 20 complaints in the lawsuit that were actual quotes from Fox News, and I think Tucker was only one of them. But you know, I mean, that was their highest rated show.
Yeah, but I mean, why would they get
because
rid of him over
you,
that?
You were
because
on the
because
show.
He stooped to your level.
He's obviously out of material.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, well, you know what? That's a wrap, I guess, huh? Yeah, dude.
If you have a way to text him, you got to offer.
I'll text him right now.
Offer him a show on
here. I'll text him right now.
Tell him to come on the Adam Friedland show also.
Yeah, I'm going to have him come on my show.
And then the Adam
Friedland. And the Adam Friedland show.
We'll take the scraps.
Let's see. I'll text him.
It just goes straight to like green. He like blocks
you. He
your
just
number.
Immediately FaceTimes you.
Yeah, he's like, I got fired because your fucking ass, dude. Please don't call me anymore.
Can I please come hang out?
Yeah. No, he was actually super cool. He was a really fucking cool guy. Like, straight up, like, wasn't like, I mean, maybe he's supposed to be that way because he's like,
yeah, of course
very
he is.
Successful.
The news
like,
yeah.
But I'm talking about not even just on the air. Like, he did, it was a great interview. The interview itself was awesome. But like, off air, like, he was just a very interested guy. A very like, and it wasn't, he didn't seem to be like judgmental, like, you know.
It's like not that guy at all that, like the guy.
Here's the thing, because I don't pay attention to like all the fucking social discourse stuff as much as other people do. I don't really understand why like people are so passionate about him specifically. I didn't get it at all. So when I spoke to him, it wasn't like, whatever, you just get a vibe from somebody. I'm really good at reading people.
He's like on air and he's like, Sandy Hook didn't really happen. And then he looks at you, he's like,
yeah, I'm really good at reading people, following a story about a 30-year-old that was cool that you as a young boy would hang out with.
I was.
I know when you can trust them.
Tucker bought me beer and a Playboy.
No, Tucker was super fucking cool. And yeah, I mean, look, if you're not into the political thing, like I'm not, like who fucking cares? But very fucking really warm vibe from him. There's a great video of him in Central Park fishing. Did you see this? And a guy, like, you can try to find this video. It's Tucker Carlson fishing. And a guy is like,
in Central Park?
The guy's videotaping. Now, when the guy starts videotaping him, I don't think he knows who Tucker Carlson is.
It's like, look at this fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What's he going to catch? Holy shit.
I guess this guy has like maybe a channel or something that he is like, you know, he films people, right? And I think sort of like, he was just sort of trying to create viral moments, right? So he's like, are you supposed to be fishing there? And Tucker Carlson's just like, yeah. And then he has a conversation with him. And I think that this, in my opinion, illustrates very clear, just after meeting the guy, just sort of the type of person he is. This, in my opinion, is a very great little slice of the vibe that I got from Tucker Carlson. So play it.
Play it. It's just blasting in.
Like, boop!
I don't know if you've ever fished before.
Yeah. I'm scaring them towards me.
Maybe fast forward a little bit. It's just not him simply fishing. So the guy approaches him.
What's that? It's called a video camera. Oh, I didn't know you could fish here.
You can.
You can?
Yeah.
What are you fishing for?
The facts.
Video tipping?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're in public. I can.
Well, I know you can. I'm not challenging your right. I just don't know why you
would. I find it interesting that you're fishing in Central Park.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely
loud. Who's, okay. What voice is this guy? He's so fat.
I just like it. Right, Crump. In Central Park.
Welcome to another episode of Crump.
I've never seen anybody fish here before. I videotaped that, which I find interesting and unique about the city of New York.
Well, it's a good thing. Yeah, you can. You can go right on the Central Park website, and I'll tell you, you can fish in the mirror.
Yeah, no, I'm not challenging the fact that you can. I'm just curious. I've never seen anybody fishing.
It's this not is very like good fishing.
What a waste of words. What a waste of two people exchanging words.
Well, no, what goes on, though, fast forward a little bit, it just ends with, like, literally Tucker just, like, having a very matter-of-fact, very, like, friendly conversation with the guy. Because it seems like the guy was trying to be provocative by just filming him coming up and being like, and I feel like more than likely he's looking for... My assumption is this guy's channel is regularly him having conflicts with people because he's videotaping them without their permission, right?
Right.
And he seemed like he was looking for the conflict. And the way that he diffuses it in a very matter-of-fact way just kind of keeps it friendly. And by the end of it, they're having like a very friendly conversation where it's just like, yeah, maybe play a little bit.
I like to get my news from all over and then I make up my mind in between all that.
That's probably a good way to do it.
Yeah, you know? It's worked out for me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was
So,
Tucker decided to come over.
Okay, Lewis, I got the video.
Hi, it's me from the future, Zach Miko and Joe DeRosa's son.
Oh, shit, dude. This guy looks like he's doing a Zoom audition to play Bobby Kelly.
He's like, I'll have the number one with a fry and a Coke.
This guy.
Yeah, well, that was that. Yeah. So, yeah, I liked Tucker. But, yeah, I guess he's leaving Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, more power to him. What's he going to do?
Probably.
There's no other publication that would like.
No, he could go on Newsmax or OANN or one of the, I don't know if it, or Lindell TV. I love Lindell.
OANN? Is that like the next iteration of Opie and Anthony?
No, they have these like further like right wing.
It's
populace.
Opie and Anthony, and then Anthony's favorite word twice.
That was the original pitch for the show. Ah, shit, dude. All right, so let's talk about this. This is kind of crazy. My puppy chewed my big toe to the bone while I slept, but it ended up saving my life.
Oh, my God.
What happened here, Shannon?
We didn't do the Canadian actor at all, by the way.
Oh, let's talk about the Canadian actor.
We didn't do. Damn, we are fucking all over the place.
So he died making himself Chinese.
Yeah, okay. So this is what he looked like originally. So what he got the role to play somebody from K-pop.
I
want to
be Chinese.
This is the guy he was supposed to play.
So, but why would they hire a white guy for the role? And in this day and age, you would just go, they're just not even doing that anymore.
Right.
I mean, I just watched Beef. They have a whole bunch of Asians that can act.
Yeah.
I saw firsthand. So.
Yeah, so.
Did you watch Beef?
I'm on the second episode.
Excellent.
So what did he look like at the end of the surgery?
This is him.
Oh my God, he looks
this
like
is
an
actually him.
He looks like an alien. He looks like a wax figure from Madame Tussauds.
And the thing that really hurt him was the jaw implant surgery because he felt his jaw was too square. He wanted to make it more oval, and he got an infection. And when they went to take it out, is when he died during the surgery.
What a fucking idiot.
That's retarded. But it's kind of crazy.
That's retarded. Next story.
It is retarded. Why would they but why would they even hire a white guy to play an Asian?
Was he hired to play it, or was he just trying to look like him?
So it said that he got the surgeries in order to play this role.
Oh, he like didn't even get the audition yet. They're like, all right, next. He comes in. Hello! Guess what I did? Like, you don't even have the part yet.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. He got surgery to get it. The next picture is him with that big hat and the buck teeth.
He's got the glasses. He's got the glasses surgically implanted into his face. Oh, no.
Hello, unrepresented.
Yeah, that's that. Even I, and I'm all for you know, pissing off people through racism. Even right. I'm like, you shouldn't hire a white guy to play a Korean pop star. That's just absolutely crazy.
Yeah. I mean, if I feel like if he went through all that, there's no one that deserves to play that guy more now. Yeah,
that's true.
He literally died for it.
I think they should still use his dead body.
Yeah. See, they, we took rape out of the process as far as casting is concerned.
Yeah.
You know, through Me Too. So there's no way for actors to prove, you know, how much they want the role.
Yeah.
Other than to get a series of racist plastic right. surgery.
That might kill you. Right.
15 years ago, this guy could have just blown Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
And then he'd still be alive today. I love that.
There'd be like a recording of Harvey Weinstein, like, just get the surgery, please.
Are there other racist plastic surgeries out there? I mean, people have tried to look black, right? But what they do is that's almost like the Kardashian thing, right? It's like those chicks are like
becoming black,
yeah. or like, you know, dark Latina.
No, they're going for black.
Maybe. I mean, they're exotic, but like, yeah, I mean, you see those chicks, like, they're pale, white, thin-lipped bitches. The one chick, like, the one who's, like, the hottest of all of them now, and by the way, whoever their plastic surgeon is the best.
Yeah.
The best of the best, because they look, like, you don't even know it's fucking plastic surgery. Who's the one who, like...
Kylie. You're thinking of
Kylie. Calm down, pedophile.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you said she was the hottest, I know exactly who you're thinking of.
Well, because when she was a teenager, she had like a little slit, little thin lip. She was just like, she looked like, no offense, and she looked like Alex from the Gas Digital Network, Alex Carlotto. And no offense to Alex, but like, Alex is hot for like a regular chick, but yeah, look at this. Look at what she became.
Yeah, lip injection.
It does look like she changed races over time.
She changed like every. It's a different person. If you told me these were
but
two
she's,
completely,
she's lighter
different.
Now than she was there. Is that
yeah? But in a weird way, like not. And that's almost like just like the that's a washed out photo. If you see them now, pull up other photos of Kylie Jenner.
In 2014, she looked like Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, but Ariana Grande, right?
Same thing.
Like it's the look. There's this like look of like becoming almost like ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah, they all want to be like light skinned black girls.
Yeah, I mean that looks like a light skinned black chick, dude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Good for her.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's not retarded.
That's not retarded.
Next story. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Chalk.com for supporting today's show. Chalk.com, that's Chalk.com, is an all-natural supplement company that makes the best all-natural supplements. Go check out their incredible line of products. But I really want to talk about their all-natural testosterone booster that is taking the sports nutrition and natural health world by storm. The supplement industry is filled with weak, trashy, and dirty supplements, and the guys at Chalk are proud to stand above the rest with clean, pure, and healthy products.
Chalk uses full disclosure labeling. They tell you the exact amount of each ingredient and never use proprietary blends. There's no label fluffing or underdosing. All ingredients are measured to exact clinical research. Chalk Daily is the cleanest research-based testosterone booster available. And along with Chalk Daily, be sure to check out their male vitality stack and the Stack Ultra.
And as the spring and beach season are approaching, this is the time that you got to put the work in. So work hard to better yourself and use Chalk as a perfect enhancement. Once again, that's Chalk.com. And while you're there, be sure to use the promo code REAL when you check out for 35% off your entire order. Great deal. 35% off of all your amazing natural supplements. Go to Chalk.com with that promo code REAL. All right, where were we? Let's see. School bus driver faces 30 counts. No, I wanted to do the puppy story. My puppy chewed my big toe to the bone while I slept.
Okay, so a 65-year-old guy took a nap, and then his wife woke him up screaming, telling him that his toe was basically gone because the puppy was chewing on his toe. It turns out, I'll show you a picture of him and the puppy.
Aww.
And
he's like, I'm gonna eat this guy's toe.
Yeah.
Sleep tight. Sweet snack.
So he has diabetes, and he found out that since he wasn't able to feel the puppy eating his toe, that he had lost all the feeling like in the lower part of his leg. And so because this happened, he was able to save himself from getting his whole leg amputated by finding this out.
Oh, good sooner. Boy. Oh, good boy.
He is toeless, though. So.
Did they get rid of the pup? Oh, my God.
Ooh.
This is after it was mended.
Yo, I still like...
Dude, that's fucking crazy. Dude,
go check out our sponsor, feedfinder.com. Yeah. Feedfinder.com, folks.
Oh, my God.
So hold on. Did they keep the puppy or did they get rid of him?
Kept the puppy.
That's crazy. They need to fucking put that puppy down. He's eating humans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why was there any sort of reason, except for the fact that the puppy's trying to eat his owner? Was there like, was it like dead meat that the puppy could smell? Like, what, what's going on there?
I don't know the reason why.
It probably could smell something.
Maybe.
I don't think a dog would just start eating a person.
Yeah, it was like,
I don't know about that.
I don't know, dude. That's fucking wild.
Mm. Yeah, I think he took like a, maybe just like a little nibble and then like looked and been like, this motherfucker isn't feeling this thing.
It's delicious.
Yeah, yeah. As someone who's yeah, he's satisfied. He's like, oh, next time with barbecue sauce will be really good. He's got the itis.
Yeah. I can't, I'm gonna wake up to 9 more treats.
Oh shit. Oh man, dude, that I've never seen a more satisfied look in my entire life. That's
oh my
it.
God,
yeah.
His farts smell like human.
Yeah, no, Shannon. Would I consider this a murder dog? I don't think so.
How about the dog sucks his dick while he's asleep?
Oh,
and then it saved his life because he realized, oh, I just want to fuck dogs.
And then he went to a doctor and got
he leaves
help.
His wife, and now he's, you know, cured his diabetes. There's a problem with his soul.
Oh, yeah, I see.
He's denying himself for 40 years.
Well, they have him on better food now.
Yeah. Now he's married to a Dalmatian in Hawaii.
Yeah, My chick wants to get a dog. She moved in yesterday.
She wants to fuck a dog?
She wants to fuck a dog.
Damn.
Yeah.
She moved in?
She moved in, yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
From Los Angeles.
From the backyard.
She moved
into the house.
Finally let in.
Yeah. It was our first night living together.
How's that?
You
woke up to her chewing your foot.
Oh, I have diabetes.
No, you got blackout drunk on a podcast.
I did. Home. Oh, did you watch that at all?
Nope.
Dude, we got fucking wild last night.
Where'd you do it?
We did Legion of Skanks.
Oh, at the stand?
At the stand, and yeah. We played Edward 40 Hands, which I'd never played before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
You got blackout drunk off 240s?
But not just 240s. Like, oh, okay. If you spilled, you had to take a shot.
Oh, okay.
And like, it was
I'm
just,
sure you didn't spill anything.
So I spill my coffee every podcast.
I know, I'm being sarcastic.
I know.
Speaking of, I love that, man. The first night that your chick moves in, she's like on the phone with her mom, like, yeah, it's just really been so nice. You busted. I'm fucking blacked out.
Yeah, covered in duct tape and broken glass. Just piss all over your pants.
This is your life for the next 6 months.
Dude, tonight was amazing. You did such a good show. When I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to remember it exactly as I'm thinking of it now. Everyone was like, Lewis, you're the greatest comedian.
Dougie,
I really miss my 30-year-old friend when I was a baby.
Yeah. Thank you.
I miss that guy.
No, but then we made a rule where whoever finished their 40s could tickle whoever's not finished with their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So it just got...
That sucks ass.
Fucking wacky. I'm very ticklish.
And then you're spilling the 40s.
One of you guys is
going to
die.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I was there when Jay died.
Jay died?
Jay died for probably 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
He was dead.
Yeah.
We
watched his spirit rise above his body, and then it was too lazy to go to heaven, so it just came
down. Yeah, it was too heavy.
It was heavy. It was
like, right, you're supposed to be in heaven, but
yeah,
maybe if you ran a little bit more.
He started coughing and then had like a seizure.
Oh, hold on, yeah.
Is God a ghost to you?
I don't know.
He's like, ooh, come up here if you're good.
The Holy Ghost, yeah.
Yeah, no, he took a dab and then...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't actually that crazy. Like, what it was is, like, if you ever bend over and breathe really hard and then, like, stand back up, you'll get lightheaded. You could, like, pass out, right? We used to do that in middle school. We used to, like... cut off your carotid artery.
We go to Robert's house and he'd say, let's play the choking game.
Yeah.
Yes.
He'd wake up.
A couple hours later.
He's telling us a lie.
Yeah,
I'm passed out, my asshole's bleeding.
You know that trick where you bend over and get up real quick and then you fall asleep and your pants fall down?
No, dude. No, we would put each other out. You would press on each other's carotid arteries. You know what? You remember this?
I never did this. I'm familiar with choking.
I remember people passing it. Yeah.
We used to do it all the time, dude. I did it to one kid. I remember he fucking fell. He was a big kid and he fell forward and just smashed his head on the ground and bled, and I just like left him.
Mm.
He might be dead. This kid, I have no idea where he's at. Yeah. But that's really what happened. Jay went down like this, and then when he came up, it was really fast and he was, you know, holding his breath, so he had no oxygen. Yeah. So, you know, it was a little bit of oxygen loss to the brain for a second. Ain't a big deal.
I wonder if anyone's ever like been blowing a guy and then that happened to them where they went down and then
they swallow and they try to do this thing where they gargle.
Yeah, they throw it back.
Spill cum all over their face.
Oh, God.
They gotta take a shot.
Oh, my dick is so cool.
Yeah.
This chick passed out.
Maybe. Yeah, that would fucking, that would be scary, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It would be scary. Yeah. It's all scary. Seeing someone faint is terrifying.
Seeing, being, having sex with a stranger is probably terrifying at this point. Like an absolute stranger.
Right.
You know?
Like Robert, per se?
Just like some kinky bitch who's like, yeah, punch me. Punch me right in the fucking face.
Nah, nah, nah. I saw a guy doing any of that. Time, and he was like in a hotel lobby, and he was like, I guess like looking for something while walking and like tripped on the carpet. He's a big guy, too. This guy probably, I don't know, like upper 300s and like, you know, maybe like 6'3". I don't know, like a big guy. And fell, didn't brace at all. I just watched it happen. I was talking to my friend Joe. Watch it happen, and his fucking forehead caught the sharp edge of a marble stair.
Oh.
And it made this fucking awful, like, thunk, like a, oh. A wet thunk.
Oh,
into
no.
Into the thing. Oh, and I ran over, you know, and I'm like, I'd start rolling the guy over, and it was like,
You rolled him over?
I fucking rolled him over because he took this hard fall.
When was this?
It's like 10 years ago.
It was just after you were like an adult doing comedy like this.
Yeah, no, it was at a show in DC, and this fucking, you know, this guy, like, I pull him over and he's just out.
He's
cold.
Like, Nick, I'm such a big fan. Save my life.
Yeah.
You're the funniest guy in Baltimore.
Fucking, he had this like this big gash in his head, and
so you started fucking it. Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
No, I mean, it fucked me up, dude.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
So he had a big gash in his head, and
we called the MTs, and then I, you know, got his wallet out, and I called his wife.
Oh my God. Started taking all his money.
Yeah, you're like, oh, do you remember having nothing in your wallet?
Yeah.
But it's like, sir, what is your PIN number?
That is funny, though, like, when we're like, making fun of something, and you're like, no, but it, like, fucked me up.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh.
No, I mean, seeing something like that would,
it's
like,
hard to watch. You know, yeah,
blood fucks me up. I can't, like, I can't see somebody, even, like, slicing their finger would fuck me up. I remember one time a woman, an old lady, dude, I was selling Comedy Club tickets. It's, like, 2003. In front of Madison Square Garden, and it was like an icy day. Yeah. And this old woman, she fucking ate shit. She like fell straight down on, and luckily she didn't hit a stair, but she fell in a way where like her face skidded on the ground, right?
Ugh.
And then she, like, I was like, oh shit, I watched it happen. And she got up, and her face was just pouring blood, like covered in blood. And she was an old lady. She was like,
all right, is Kurt Metzger gonna be there?
and I literally was like, I can't even look at that. And I just walked in the opposite direction.
Yeah, dude.
Other people were helping her, but me being like, oh, and like, yeah, not being like, what am I gonna do there?
Of course, try not to laugh is really the whole thing.
It was fucking brutal. That guy lived, though.
Yeah, he was fine. And it's not even really the blood. I guess seeing the fall. The other time I was fucked up and there's no blood at all, it was in Austin. I don't know if I told you this story. I mean, it's not even really an interesting story, but I left I walked outside of my apartment, and the apartment, it was two buildings, like two rows of buildings, and in between there was this alcove where the mailboxes were. But then in the back of the alcove, there was a maintenance shed for all of the maintenance guys, like, you know, like bondage stuff and like the cameras into women's apartments. They all kind of fed into this.
Right.
And so I walk out, and I walk out of the front of my apartment, and I go this way, and there's a dog on a leash that's just like kind of tethered to the alcove. And I was like, what's going on here? And then I walk over, and his leash goes by a string all the way through this like small, like the gap between the wall of the building and the maintenance shed to behind the maintenance shed. And there's a pair of feet sitting up, like down, like, you know, like the Wicked Witch or something, behind this maintenance shed. And the leash goes back there. And I'm like, oh, like, are you okay? Hello? And then this guy's like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay. And I'm like, what are you doing back there? And he's like, oh, don't worry, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. And I walk back there, and there's a fucking old man that's lying back. I don't know how he got back there. But I had to like pick him up and drag him.
Oh my
God. This thing. And I guess he has Alzheimer's or something. So like he just has no idea where the fuck he is or how he got back there.
It's like, sir, what's your PIN number?
Yeah, right. Right? You have your wallet out.
Do you remember your social security number? But no, at the same time, I called EMTs and they came out and they're like, you know, and that fucked me up just because I didn't like understand what was going on with this
guy.
Yeah,
that is fucked up.
But the EMTs came up and they're like, what's your name? And that movie Be Cool, I think maybe it had come out. I don't know if it came out then, but he told the EMTs his name was Be Cool.
Now that's awesome. And they're like, we're gonna bring you to the hospital for too much. Yeah, awesomeness.
How illegal is it to take advantage of somebody that is like has Alzheimer's? Like, so you find a rich old person, mm-hmm. and then you go like, "Oh, I'm not going to steal from them. I'm simply going to get them to give me everything."
Right? Well,
how illegal is that?
pretty illegal, I'd say.
I think it shouldn't be.
That's what the fucking the banks do to the rest of us. That's what those fuckers at the banks do to us. So to me, it's...
You're not really wrong.
It's communism. It's doing, fucking,
it's more of a pyramid scheme.
That's a revolutionary act.
What type of crime is that, though? So not necessarily even
scamming.
Not necessarily scamming. What if you just got a fucking wonky, wacky old bitch and you're like, hey, I would love $1 million. And you make friends with them and then you just convince this crazy old person to just give it all to you. Is that illegal? Because I feel like that's a path to success for a lot of people.
I bet that is illegal. And I bet there's an actual phrase for that. Like what you'd be charged with?
Yeah, real
elder abuse, maybe.
I don't know. What does it say, Shannon? I know you were looking it up. We've been talking about this for a while.
I am looking it up. I'm trying to find what the term is. It's just talking about rights of somebody with dementia. I haven't gotten there yet.
I feel like I agree with Brendan. I feel like there's a word that I can't find that there's a term for it.
Yeah. They're like, you're under arrest for the smartest idea in the world.
Yeah, dude. Or what if you fuck an old lady with dementia?
Now, if you fuck them, I think it's okay. I think they're like, all right, well, you fucked them.
I think you're taking it. That's rape. I think you're like sexually assaulting somebody who's mentally deficient.
All right, dude.
Who's this fucking nerd?
I'm sure there's some system in place to prevent people
trying to have a fun time, and here comes Nick Mullen. Yeah.
You asked, you said, curmudgeon. What's the rule against this?
I guess it is rape. Dementia, it's rape.
And
is there a rule for fucking someone who doesn't know I'm fucking them? Is there a law against
Let's
that?
See, a diagnosis of dementia does not mean that someone automatically lacks the ability to consent to sex and intimacy. However, they may have the mental capacity to engage in sex sometimes and lack it at others. Both partners must consent to sexual activity. But if you're the guy, you're like, no, no, no. She was cool at that time.
Yeah.
And how do you know?
She did call me Leonardo DiCaprio, but yeah, I thought she was just kind of into that.
I guess it's like, you'd probably get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, well, also, like, what about your wife, right? Like, your wife gets dementia, but, like, 20 years ago, you guys, your relationship fell off.
I think that's fine.
And then you're like, oh, no, I'm back.
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honey, remember how you used to love anal?
Well, dude, the whole premise of the movie Overboard was literally Kurt Russell raping Goldie Hawn. She had fucking amnesia. Do you remember Overboard?
No.
Dude, it was... So Goldie Hawn is a rich chick, right? A rich bitch. And she hires Kurt Russell to come and do work on her closets in her boat, in her yacht.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like a cunt. And she fires him without paying him. So then they're, you know, whatever. He goes home. She goes overboard. She falls off the boat and fucking gets lost at sea. And she has amnesia. And they have her on the news and be like, yeah, we have this woman. She has an amnesia. She has no idea where she is. And then he sees her. And his wife died. He's got like 6 kids. And he's like white trash. He likes, dude, Overboard rules. This movie's about the best. And then he brings her home and just rapes her for six months.
Oh, my God.
And makes her fall in love with him. And then one day it just clicks. And she's like, wait a minute. I'm not here. And she's not even... I think she's mad at first.
Yeah, I fucked the dementia out of you. That's what we do, you know? It's kind of my own little thing.
Yeah, dude. That whole movie fucking ruled.
Okay, I have the trailer for that, and I also have the answer for the other thing.
Let's see the answer first.
Please. Okay, so it's financial abuse. And depending on the amount of money, it can be either a misdemeanor or a felony and can lead to jail time and a fine.
Yeah.
And then you get fucking murdered in jail. I bet they don't like that shit. Yeah.
You don't think taking advantage of the elderly?
Cops, yeah. Pedophiles, and old lady financial abusers.
I think it's just pedophiles who have a hard time in jail.
And cop killers.
I also think that's a myth.
You think that's a myth?
I think that's like, it's a myth.
They're perpetuating to get us to stop fucking kids? Because that's been the one thing that's kept me.
Well, that's got to be the most tempting, because it's so heinous. That's got to be the most tempting crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be a pedophile. No. I mean, I'm sure there's pedophiles that are like, yeah, fucking leather jacket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Old enough to bleed, old enough for me. Let's go. The guy who first wrote those things was the world's first openly proud pedophile.
Yeah. No, that was a guy that just lived in a time before podcasts.
Yeah.
So he would just say stuff like that to his friends, and they'd be like, come on.
Yeah,
Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Lewis. Yeah. You're ruining Robert's apartment.
This place was sacred. Shit. Yeah. All right, Shannon, pull up the...
This is the trailer for Overboard.
And so they remade it, too. I almost want to watch the new one.
It's not as good.
Already, I feel like board is spelled B-O-R-E-D.
Somebody call for a carpenter?
That's my wife's department. Mrs. Grant Staten III.
Oh, it's a comedy?
Yeah, dude.
Grant, I'm on
Oh, you thought? I thought it was like some rape romance movie. Oh no, no, it's not. I mean, it is romance. It's romantic comedy.
Oh, all right.
That's a whole genre, you know. Goldie Hawn was pretty hot back in the day.
Yeah.
So was Kurt Russell.
Yeah, he was fucking.
Oh, yeah. Kurt Russell. Yeah,
this is steamy
show.
Sex. They're still married. They're still married to this day. She
had power. Oh, after he raped her? In the movie?
Whoa.
That's how you know he did it good. What is this
gelatinous muck? Style. Are you going to bring me my
lemon, or do I have to squeeze it from my... Look at her feet.
Yeah. Those are nice legs. Amnesia.
This is so funny. Such a classic.
I love
that they're
using the fucking
PB Herman
trailer.
By the
Elk
Cove garbage cow shortly after midnight. Excuse me, miss. Can you tell me your name?
I'm gonna... Of course I know my name. It's...
Ooh, tequila.
Look at him. Look at him. He's raping her right there.
Now, this is a scam.
He got the kids in on it?
Yeah.
Listen, if you all shut up, you'll get a turn.
Yeah, you got it.
They show
a lot in the fucking trailer.
Yeah, they're just showing the whole movie.
That was crazy. Like, that's a very,
you,
very
you
long
movie
trailer.
Was the best for that, and maybe Shannon can look it up. I don't remember the name of the movie, but it's got Jennifer Garner in it, and it's sort of, I think it's like based on the Colton Burpo story, that there's a boy, he like falls out of a tree, or lightning hits him or something, he falls out of the tree, and then he's like got brain damage, and then lightning hits him, and it saves him. If you can, that's all
is
the information.
Heaven is for real?
Maybe, but I think it's the... Is it Jennifer Garner in it?
Yeah.
Then yes. The trailer for that, the like original trailer, just shows you the entire movie.
The entire thing.
Yeah. Let's watch that. That'll eat up a couple minutes.
Yeah, why not?
Why don't we watch the whole fucking movie?
Hey, let's do that.
Welcome to Zach's entire podcast. Yeah. Zach can become the next great show. Yeah.
I'm the sidekick on my own podcast.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a nice way to be. Shannon?
Let's bring it up.
Or not, fuck
or
it.
It was a different movie. It's Miracles from Heaven. One second.
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. It's not Heaven is for Real. Is the official Colton Burpo movie?
Oh, look at this!
Cheers!
What the hell is this?
Let's do a bunch of...
That's what white people do. They cheers pizza.
They cheers with pizza.
Disgusting animals.
What are they, turtles?
Yeah. Inbred, disgusting animals. I bet that girl's got a mole under her back.
And all the daughters have turtle backs. From Columbia Pictures.
Is this a trailer? It's strange.
Yeah, the dog's
eating my pussy.
I have diabetes.
You mean to tell me the dog ate my daughter's pussy in a way that proves God is real?
The tequila song starts playing.
Yeah, so she's got a disease. I'm not leaving this hospital
until I know what's wrong with my daughter. Oh my God. Jesus. Relax, right. Lady. So
she has a Kong in place of a pussy now. Right.
The daughter's got some type of fucked up cancer.
Joe List. Please, this is our little girl.
I'm scared, Mom. Me too. Maybe you shouldn't have been eating so much pizza. Like a small bone. Based on an incredibly true story. We need it now.
How about a puppet? How about I jack her off with a puppet?
I got something that can cheer you up.
It's non-conventional, but...
Hey, Dick Sucking Ernie's back.
Queen Latifah as
what
herself.
What if I blow the doctor with a puppet?
Oh, fuck.
And then they die from a tree fall instead?
No!
That's the end of the movie?
God, Jesus Christ. Why would they ruin that?
What are they?
No, this
They're
is
like,
not
okay,
the,
we got is, one daughter left.
This is not the end of the movie. Yeah. All right. No, play back so we can hear this line.
I am not leaving till both of my daughters are back. All right, lady, we're going to have to send some child protective services.
I have not been able to protect any of my children from anything.
I'm also pregnant.
So this is the trailer. So you already know the daughter has cancer and they're looking for a cure. That's all you need to know from a trailer for
a
movie.
That's
right?
It.
Yeah.
So then they show you the tree fall and go ahead. This
is my fault. Take back my life. So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it didn't kill her and it didn't paralyze her.
It cured her cancer. Falling out.
It's impossible.
They're giving away too much.
The entire movie.
It was almost comedic the way that she literally
tells you. Also, yeah. So you're telling me that she fell off the tree, cured her cancer. I'm Jennifer Garner. We're in a hospital.
Only in theaters this spring? Yeah. Are you telling me that?
Easter, it's
never in theaters.
Yeah. Coming out November.
Playing in the parking lot at your local church.
Doggy, that
is this
wild.
Some type of Lifetime exclusive?
No, Lifetime.
I feel like I'm in
a
damn movie.
We just did a whole episode on Lifetime Movie Network yesterday.
Yeah.
On the Adam Friedland Show. Where am I? No, I love Lifetime Movie Network.
This My aunt watches all them.
This is this is Christian garbage.
This is a Christian
Lifetime movie network is godless.
Is this the same people that do the Kirk Cameron shit?
Yeah,
because it looks like it.
Like it's that. Yeah, that whole.
I thought it was an old movie, but this it looked like.
It's from that cult. Remember Colton Burpo?
No,
he's a little boy that died, and then he went to heaven, and he came back, and he told his parents like, "Oh, I met Jesus," and he's wearing these purple robes, and then all of these fucking morons bought the book.
Yeah.
The boy named Colton Burpo.
It was just Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah.
Big purple suit.
He's like, I went to heaven. Sorry. I burp a lot. It's my nickname.
Boo.
Burpo. I know. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been funny in like years.
Yeah, me either.
I really don't feel it anymore.
I can't even think anymore.
I know.
I can't make arguments. I can barely place orders at restaurants.
I really should have said no to this. I haven't been funny.
The last of my brain energy was used up trying to figure out how to use Apple Pay.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to be useless for the
next hopefully
40
years. At least you were able to get rich before your brain fucking.
I know. Now I got to figure out how to hold on to it.
Yeah.
I'm still poor and stupid.
Yeah.
I must say.
And not funny.
But that keeps you young. That's what we say is rich guys.
You will appreciate you're going to appreciate the times of being poor once you have a little bit more cash.
No, shut up.
You will. Right.
Shut up.
Dude.
Yeah, right.
You start wearing colorful t-shirts, you start talking like fucking
you don't appreciate it while you're
you know.
And then,
boys, you're going to appreciate it.
You would not trade places with yourself.
No. I didn't say that at all. I said you appreciate like I can look back now and appreciate when me and fucking Dave Smith were just smoking weed in a stairwell, literally talking about killing ourselves because we were so poor and we didn't know where rent was coming from.
Yeah.
But I go back and I go like, oh shit, like I understand two different sides of life now. And it's not like I'm rich at all, but like I'm doing okay enough where like.
The only downside to having money is that you realize that like you were the problem the whole time. You were most of the problem. You think, oh, you know, if I didn't have to worry about all this shit, but I'm, you know.
It's really hard to not like when
you're like,
when you're
piece
broke
of shit,
and you don't know where rent's coming from. There's this like, you know, there's this. Right, there's always this feeling
anxiety,
of,
yeah.
like this anxiety
precarity.
Of like, fuck, dude, I don't know what's happening. So anything that like any little thing that would happen, it's why like you know, and I was doing Legion of Skanks for 12 years now. You guys literally watched me grow up, become a father. Have things to care about.
To be honest,
about.
I didn't really pay much attention.
Not you guys. I'm saying the fans.
I only focused on the kid stuff.
The fans sort of watched me go
Your story to me in its entirety is, oh, Lewis got sunglasses. I've known you a decade.
Yeah, Lewis sells tickets, bada bing, bada boom, colorful t-shirt, here we are.
Yeah, I knew Lewis back then, he didn't have sunglasses, now he's got sunglasses.
Yeah.
Well, I try. but whatever I was saying.
No, I really.
You know what? Okay. All right, we're going to wrap this one up. Wait, you know what? Fuck, dude. Before we do, we got to talk about Casey Anthony checking in at Disney World. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, please, yes.
I mean, without kids.
She comes in. Do you guys have any trees here? Any plastic trees?
Disneyland.
Didn't she tie her kid to a tree?
Disney World.
They really got to change the names.
Why?
Well, one of them's got to be fucking, I don't know, call it anything other
than Disney California or something.
Disney California. I can't tell the difference.
Disney World's in Florida. Disneyland is in California. Yeah. I don't think Disneyland really matters as much. You want to go to the Florida.
You
want
to go to World because there's Epcot, Magic Kingdom.
Where you
want to
go is Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia. That's the best.
Six Flags.
Busch Gardens, favorite park when I was a little kid.
Six Flags. Busch Gardens. It's as big as Disney and closer to home. Six Flags all day long.
Six Flags is bad.
What do you mean is bad?
I don't know.
What I don't like about Six Flags is I feel like the Looney Tunes characters don't know that they're...
They've not been licensed legally.
It never felt integrated in any way.
Ride the Hulk!
Yeah. Also, too, the branding of the park, it's all like Texas pride bullshit. That's where Six Flags comes from.
Right, yeah. It's some racist shit, right?
Somebody I didn't even know that old guy.
A couple of them. Five out of those six flags are pretty fucking bad.
Yeah. I didn't even know the old guy wasn't an old guy for the longest time. I thought he was just this old guy that could dance.
Could actually dance. They found,
No, it was Guy Pearce in Prometheus. That's who played the old guy.
The Six Flags, I like real rides, right? So I brought my kid to Disney. Okay, no, I like real ones, dude. I don't like fucking bullshit kiddie shit, dude. If I'm going on a roller coaster, first of all, if a roller coaster is not tall, fast, and looping around, it's gonna hurt you. It's gonna be clunky. It's gonna be shitty. Like, I need one that it was fucking designed by like engineers and it's smooth. I don't like a clunky fucking ride, dude. And Six Flags has that. All the roller coasters at Disney are fucking kind of clunky as fuck. It's geared towards little children. I like that.
You take a couple edibles.
Yeah,
go over there.
I'm so autistic. What I like about Busch Gardens is the first place I saw rocks or speakers that were disguised as rocks, and I just sat there fascinated by it. I don't give a fuck about rocks. I was like, this is amazing.
The stuffed animal I slept with a little kid was from the Big Bad Wolf ride. I had a werewolf.
Oh, okay.
My favorite place.
I also like that there's different countries.
Right. So Epcot does that, though.
I've never been to Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens is kind of pretty cool.
Busch Gardens is cool.
I was supposed to bring my son this weekend to Six Flags if the weather's permitting, but maybe we'll do Busch Gardens instead, which I've never been to.
Yeah, there's a whole atmosphere there.
Yeah.
They do this thing. There's a little. Is there a train that takes you from the different.
I believe so.
Yeah, from the different countries.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones that take you from Austria to Germany are particularly.
Yeah.
I would love Busch Gardens. Do they have good roller coasters there?
Yeah.
Is it like solid?
Yeah.
It's like
Six Flags.
Six Flags quality roller coasters.
Yeah, it's
I would say it's comparable.
No way. Mm-hmm. Pull up a Busch Gardens commercial right now. I want to see it. We can kill another 3 minutes with the Busch Gardens commercial.
You're at Busch Gardens. I have cancer, but I hit my head. Let's pick it up.
Okay. Busch Gardens.
She's quit. She's leaving.
Am I looking at the Tampa?
Lillian,
the Tampa one keeps coming.
Dressed distractingly hot today. Distractingly hot. Yeah. It's too much.
But did you posted on LinkedIn we need an office manager?
No, she used to work. Would you work for like Opie and Anthony or something? Or Opie and Jim or one of those shows? Okay. She has experience in like radio and
getting harassed.
Her ass is pretty good for an Asian.
No, it's just.
Dude.
I personally would be worried about that because you do run a business.
No, we make them sign documents that ChatGPT made for me saying that
you get to harass them.
I get to harass them and they can't sue us for it because we're just joking. So if I do it off air, and I've never harassed her off air, but I can go hard on air. Mm. Shannon, have I ever harassed you off air?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, but Shannon's cool. Shannon has been here a long time. There's
you were harassing her off air when we first got here.
Shut up, bitch. So no, Shannon. At this point, if she tried to sue, my defense would be like, this is crazy. She's been here forever. She could have left at any given time.
Right.
All of a sudden, she's never complained. She never sent an email saying, hey, this is like making me uncomfortable.
But, sir, you fucked her in her sleep.
You get sued, and then Tucker just buys gas for $12.
I wish. Shannon, you would need, in order to, just so you know, in order to sue, an email's got to come saying you're uncomfortable first. And then we have to do nothing about that. And then I think you have foundation for a lawsuit.
Shannon, you should sue.
You should try.
Lewis, I've sent you 40 messages saying I'm uncomfortable.
You never
you realize
if
you
text.
Sue, you could get a settlement so easily.
I saved your number as tits. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was even from you.
Shannon, help in the glass.
Shannon, you could own this network. This call could be yours.
Shannon, please.
Shannon, you're a walking cunt in my contacts? That's crazy.
You're telling that story about your plan to scam an all Alzheimer's lady, and she's smirking because you have no idea what's coming.
It's probably coming.
Yeah.
Shannon, you would never, right?
Right.
I would.
You would if you were Shannon.
I don't care how long
I have an
friends.
Open.
I don't care how long you've had those sunglasses.
I'm waiting for the moment you say I got nice legs and then it's lights out for Gas Digital.
Shannon, can we see the picture of Casey Anthony at
Disney World?
Disney.
Yeah. Okay. So there's actually two separate TMZ articles about her being at Disney. Here's one.
It's on Splash Mountain.
Here's her shopping in a store.
Wait till you see the one of her checking in the lobby.
She's like, ironically, I love Finding Nemo.
Casey, why? But why is she at Disney? Does she have kids?
No, she's there with no, two girls, two other adult women.
I'm just saying, like, well, no, maybe she's.
Oh, Sally would have loved this.
She's eating a churro.
No, she's only there with adults, according to both of these articles.
That's why. For that's weird in general. Whether that's you've crazy. Murdered kids or not,
right.
That's
Disney crazy. Adults.
I don't think
you should
so.
Have
I
to
think...
have a kid with you in order to be at playgrounds in certain areas. You can't be an adult. And not have kids with you.
Go to Disney World and feel that way. When was the last time you were at Disney World? You can go with a big group of friends.
Probably more recently than you.
Maybe. But you could go with a big group of friends and it's super fun.
Those people
you
are
get
losers,
fucking hammered.
Dude. Those people are losers. And you can't. There's no alcohol in the park.
Yes, you can.
You're bringing your own alcohol.
There is alcohol in the park.
There's no alcohol in Magic Kingdom except for the one secret bar that you need to be a member of.
Is that what it was?
Get fucking hammered before Magic Kingdom.
It's like the 32, whatever the highest number you can be. In the Masons, it's like bar 32 or something.
Yeah.
That's the only place with hard liquor in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, so you gotta, you know, like, that experience just isn't that great. And my son's older now. My sister wants to go back with the kids to six or to Disney, and I just don't give a fuck. My sister was a fat loser who went with her friends to Disney. Adults that go to Disney are fat fucking dork losers. There's nobody cool. That ever went to Disney as an adult by themselves.
Yeah, whatever. You're wrong.
It's like gay guys and fat women.
I don't think gay
people. And you're a combination of both.
I'm in the middle of the Venn diagram. Yeah, gay guys, fat women, Brendan Sagalow, right in the middle.
I want to see Busch Gardens before we get out of here.
Gay guys aren't going to Disney.
No, gay guys love Disney.
They're going to Hollywood
dude.
Studios.
Gay guys love Disney. All right. If you watch, I
so
bet
James will love it.
That's what's up.
That's not what I mean. Okay, let's see Busch Gardens before we get out of here. Okay. A lot of mixed race families there. I don't love that, nice. But you know what you do.
Wolves. And the best part about Busch Gardens is
there's
there are
live wolves.
Loose wolves storming the park.
Are you seeking thrills?
Yeah.
You've never been chased by live wolves.
Yeah. We make Halloween at Six Flags looks like pussy shit.
This looks awesome, actually.
It's very cool.
I thought this looks better than Six Flags. Six Flags is kind of trash compared to this. Am I
it
crazy?
It is, yeah.
Busch Gardens is pretty nice, dude.
Dougie, I've been to the real Pantheon.
What you can do, too.
In
do
Rome.
Busch Gardens one day, you just do Colonial Williamsburg the next.
Oh, yeah, which is kind of nice. Me and Racine went there.
Yeah.
To Colonial Williamsburg.
Were you guys on the road?
Yeah.
Something? I go on the road with Racine, and it's always, we're both too, like, autistic to do anything fun.
Yeah, it was his idea.
Yeah, you know, me and Racine on the road, he's like, you want to go to, like, Wegmans? There's, like, a crack.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, there's, like, a crack that Deb told me about that I could try.
Wow.
And that's the entire weekend.
That's a really good impression.
That's a great impression.
We spent a lot of time together getting crackers at Wegmans. We just walked around Cabela's for, like, 4 hours one time. He's like, yeah, these are, like... I read online there's like a binocular review. These are like the best binoculars that you can get. I was one time he just explained to me all the Yeti colors.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, so every season there's like a new color of like Yeti stuff. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess like the yellow.
You would have taught me about the turkey gobbler from Wawa. And it was like, dude, the joy that he brought into my life. It was so fucking good, dude.
You gotta try the turkey gobbler.
That's yeah. Great. It's like Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
But it's on a sandwich.
No, we never do anything fun. It's
no.
Just, it's to the two most boring autistic men in the world, like trying to waste 12 hours.
He's funny, though. Racine's really funny.
Yeah, great comic.
He's a fucking great comic.
Yeah. Very funny.
All right, look, let's wrap this one up. It's been a lot of fun. The great Nick Mullen, the great Brendan Sagalow. You guys are the best. Thanks for watching this show.
Thank you.
Come see me next weekend.
Thanks for having us, Lewis.
Of course, please. Fort Worth, Texas next weekend. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital. We'll check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.